Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Do you have your grab and go box? Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Susan Cosgrove, Senior Extension Associate for Mississippi State University. Susan, what is a grab and go box for emergencies? I understand these are important no matter what time of year it is.
This is sometimes called an evacuation to go box or a portable file of important documents that you can grab and take in case of emergency evacuation. Portable fire and floodproof boxes or bags are designed to store these files, and they're available online and at many stores that sell office supplies. The boxes may be heavy and don't have a lot of space, so plan carefully about what you will include in your box before you purchase one to be sure you get the right size. I also want to stress the importance of keeping this box locked.
What should I put in the box?
You want to be sure to put in here things that are most difficult to replace, such as copies of Social Security cards, vital records, school records, phone numbers, account numbers, insurance policies, estate planning info, deeds, titles, loan documents, copy front and back your credit cards, color copies of driver's license and passports, copies of tax returns for the last 3 years, immunization records for all your family, labeled photos of household members, proof of pet ownership, like tag numbers, microchip information, or photos of you with your pets, list of prescriptions and eyeglasses, a digital version of your home inventory, digital copies of irreplaceable photos, a data inventory of valuables, list of all electronic access user IDs and passwords, list of debt obligations, due dates, contact information, and the location of safe deposit boxes with key location and who is authorized as the signatory.
What should I put in my safe deposit box? I understand that's different.
This is where we store our original papers and other valuables, and these are located at our financial institutions. So this would be things like deeds, titles, mortgages, vital records, child custody papers, military records, appraisals, leases, and other contracts, investment documents, insurance policies, home improvement records and receipts, jewelry, medals, and other collectibles or keepsakes.
What if I have too much information to fit in my grab-and-go box?
Well, it's better to have digital files than no information, but it's good to have paper copies in case of disasters because we might need immediate access to some of this information. And we can scan our documentation front and back, and that will cut down on the number of pages. And be sure that you have some cash for several days of living expenses and some blank checks, because natural disasters can cut us off from banks and ATMs.
So why can't I just store all of this in the cloud?
We do recommend backup and digital files. Store the contents of your grab-and-go box and your safe deposit box on a secure, password-protected jump drive. You may also consider saving them to a virtual file like Dropbox or Google Docs. And there are several productivity apps for mobile devices that make it easy to use your phone to scan these. When you have your final digital version, then you can send a copy to a trusted friend who lives at least 300 miles away. And that would make it safe because the natural disaster is likely not to affect them living that far away. And you may also want to provide your attorney with a copy in a sealed envelope to be opened only with your permission if you become incapacitated.
So how do I maintain this important information?
Well, our lives change very quickly, and even the best grab-and-go box will not last forever. So we recommend that you review and update your information annually. Maybe at tax time would be a good time to do this. So whenever you review your box, be sure that you mark your calendar with a reminder to go through and be sure the contents are current and accurate.
Okay, and for more information, we can go to extension.msstate.edu and type into the search engine, evacuation to go box. Today we've been speaking with Susan Cosgrove, Extension Senior Associate. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.